Going to talk about another intimate symbiotic relationship, this one between a wasp called Trichogramma and a bacteria called Wolbachia. The intimacy of the relationship is shown in this Trichogramma egg covered in Wolbachia bacteria. Trichogramma are egg parasitoids of numerous insect hosts and are considered extremely important biocontrol agents of Lepidopteran pests. Wolbachia are inherited infections in between 20 to 70% of all insects, making them the most infectious bacteria in the world. And the range of symptoms vary depending on the host infected. I'm going to be focusing my talk on the parthenogenesis induced by Wolbachia in Trichogramma wasps. Trichogramma, like other haplodiploid organisms, produce males directly from unfertilized eggs. Females develop from fertilized eggs and are diploid. However, since 1911, it's been known that some Trichogramma can produce diploid females from unfertilized eggs, or parthenogenetic production of females. In 1990, Stouthanemer et al. Showed that this parthenogenic reproduction was due to Wolbachia infection. Wolbachia have a vested interest in producing diploid females instead of making haploid males, because haploid males are a genetic dead end for the Wolbachia bacteria. Only females transmit the bacteria efficiently. And the efficient transmission of Wolbachia bacteria is also potentially important for biocontrol purposes, since females are the agents of action in biocontrol. Since it was recognized that Wolbachia could be transferred horizontally, that is, from adult to adult rather than from an adult to offspring, several research groups have indicated that there might be significant biocontrol potential application for this transfection technology. And the idea for transfection in biocontrol is pretty simple. Basically, you take an infection in one organism, move that infection into a biocontrol agent that's uninfected, and presto, you have a natural enemy that can clone itself generation after generation. This transfection technique was shown in Trichogramma by putting an infected female and an uninfected female on a host, allowing it to be super parasitized, and some percentage of the offspring emerging from that host would have acquired the infection during development. Well, in terms of biocontrol, this technique assumes that all wasps are going to behave the same way with the Wolbachia infection, and it also assumes that all Wolbachia are going to act in a similar manner regardless of the genetic background they find themselves in. So, we decided to test those assumptions in a 4x4 experiment where we took four originally infected lines here, referred to as K1, K2, S1, and S2, and cross-infected them in all possible ways. So on the diagonal here, you've got the original infections with K1 infected with its K1 Wolbachia genotype. We took subcultures of the K1, cured that line, and then reinfected it with the K2 bacteria, the S1, and the S2. This was done in all possible directions and allowed us to ask specific questions regarding if there are nuclear genotypes that influence Wolbachia fitness, if there are Wolbachia genotypes that influence host nuclear fitness, and if there's any evidence of Wolbachia Trichogramma coadaptation. I don't have time to talk about the coadaptation question though today. So a clear signal of nuclear influence on Wolbachia fitness would look something like this. On the x-axis here, I have nuclear genotypes, and the y-axis is marked with the Wolbachia genotypes. The obvious pattern showed here indicates that the nuclear genotypes have a strong influence on the Wolbachia fitness measurements. The same data plotted with Wolbachia genotypes on the x-axis show that there's absolutely no effect of Wolbachia genotype on the fitness of the nuclear genotypes. If these x-axes were switched around, then the opposite conclusion would hold. There would be a strong influence of Wolbachia genotypes on the nuclear background. Well, real data never quite looks that clean, and ours certainly didn't. However, what you can see here by the average offspring production values measured is a clear pattern of nuclear influence on the Wolbachia genotypes. This pattern of influence was also supported by significant variation across all the nuclear backgrounds. There's no similar pattern with the Wolbachia genotypes, and there was no significant variation across the nuclear genotypes that were measured for average offspring production. We also measured offspring sex ratio, or the proportion of females. This is an important indication of the efficiency of Wolbachia transmission. And again, there appears to be a similar influence of Wolbachia genotype on the fitness, on the nuclear genotype on the fitness of Wolbachia. And this pattern is also supported by significant variation shown across the nuclear genotypes. There's no similar pattern with the Wolbachia genotypes, and there was no significant variation shown across the Wolbachia genotypes. What this means, what this showed us, was that there were some genetic backgrounds that produce more offspring than others. For instance, with the offspring production, the K2 and the K2 and the S1 nuclear genotypes produced more offspring than the other two genotypes. However, there was yet another nuclear background that produced more female-biased offspring sex ratios. This is an important parameter for biocontrol purposes, since females are the agents of action. There were some genetic backgrounds that were simply less fit, the K1 nuclear background. And there were some novel Wolbachia trichogramma combinations that were much better than others. For instance, the K2 nuclear background transfected with the S2 Wolbachia. This led us to the idea of creating a ranking system for biocontrol. So variables that were measured are listed in the top row here. These are variables that are potentially important for biocontrol purposes. The 16 Wasp-Wolbachia combinations are listed in this first column. And each trait that was measured is ranked from 1 to 16, with 1 being the best Wasp-Wolbachia combination for that trait, and 16 being the worst. The final column is a cumulative score or rank for that Wasp-Wolbachia combination for all the traits measured. These traits can be modified depending on the system you're working with, and can be weighted according to the need of the system as well. What's interesting to note about this ranking system in our experiment was that 3 of the top 5 best combinations were the result of transfection. In other words, these were novel nuclear Wolbachia combinations that were created in the laboratory. By far the best combination as well was the result of the K2 nuclear background infected with the S2 Wolbachia. So to wrap things up, it's clear that there's, in our experiment at least, there was a nuclear influence on Wolbachia fitness. The Wolbachia influence on trichogramma fitness was questionable. And there were novel interactions, the result of the transfections we used in our experiment, that suggest there may be biocontrol potential for this transfection technique. The exciting and interesting thing about working with an endosymbiosis like ones with Wolbachia or with Cardinium for that matter, is that it's a very dynamic relationship in the laboratory and even in terms of evolution. As Rand et al. State, the Wolbachia and nuclear genomes are really a grand experiment in the genomics of cooperation. These are some people I'd like to thank. And the little cartoons have no reflection on who they
what they really are.
I'd like to particularly point out Richard Stouthammer, Janae Tolgetsky, and Paul Rugman Jones, all of whom are here and are giving presentations at this meeting. Gilsang was scheduled to give a presentation, but he had to hurry back to Korea to take care of a job. Thank you very much.
Questions?
Yeah, Jason.
Okay, two questions. Number one, we're all for the Wolbachia strains you used. Opening strain of Wolbachia?
Well,
in terms of supergroup or?
Yeah, they all came from the B supergroup of Wolbachia. And I did genotype those groups for five genes, representing about 1% of the Wolbachia genome, probably. And I found no variation in the Wolbachia genotype.
My second question is, I think it's very interesting, this interaction you've seen here. Have you looked at variation of Wolbachia titers in novel?
No, but I was talking to, Janae and I were talking about that yesterday, and she was talking about exploring that idea, looking at the titer. Right, yeah.
Any more questions? Okay, thank you.